You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Hey everybody, Sean A. Russell here with Vegans Explore. I am standing next to Tim LeClaire from Maisley, and they've produced the world's first corn milk. Yes, when I came to their booth, I'm like, corn milk? So in this podcast episode, we're going to talk a little bit about why they started their business, as well as why you decided to go with corn. It may seem obvious after speaking to you why you did that, but we get our listeners to get in and on the secret. So let's start off with this. Why did you start this company?
Well, Sean, so it was an idea my co-founder came up with, which I thought was a really good one. At the time, obviously, a lot was happening in the plant-based milk space, but I was quite occupied with the company that I was running at the time. It was in the US. I was commuting from Cape Town for that role. So when COVID came along, I could no longer commute. And so I had to give up on that role or that job, and it gave me the free time. So I contacted my friend who had come up with the idea, and I said, let's do it. Let's make it happen. Mm. And, you know, the whole concept around corn, yeah, corn has quite a bad rap in the market based on the fact of, corn syrups and being a GM crop, largely a GM crop. To recognize there's an opportunity here to actually turn corn into the hero. Mm. And by making, well, we went through all 120 iterations to get there, but we discovered how good corn fiber was for a person. And so we focused on using the corn fiber as the main driver of the product. It was a labor of love over the period, the 4 years. It's sweat and tears to make it. But because we set ourselves high goals to achieve, we kept at it. And now we produce a product we think is really, the market will really enjoy.
And being very familiar with the space, I've been running our organization for over 10 years. And the plant-based alternative milk space, or let's just say the alternative milk space, is a huge market right now. The numbers may have changed, but the last time I checked, it was like 95% of people are open to try and swapping out their milks for plant-based milk, which is huge for you guys. How is it being a company that is so unique in this space? I imagine this will provide some opportunities, but maybe also some challenges. Could you go into that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a great point. So when we were researching the market size, we noted that 33% of the US population consider themselves flexitarian. And when we delve deeper, a lot of those people were staying away from plant-based milks because they didn't like the aftertaste of the plant-based milks in the market. And they'll have a coffee, they didn't want to taste oat and almond. So one of our objectives was to create a product that had a complementary taste profile. So when you have it in your coffee shines. It doesn't overpower it. And so that's what we set out to do, and we've achieved. So yes, the market is massive, but I think we've got a really good opportunity because we are a bit different to the existing plant-based milks. So for those consumers who are very open to having plant-based milk and increasing plant-based into their diet, we're providing them with a solution.
So right now, people are probably watching this or listening to this and wondering, okay, you got me excited, Sean. Don't be a tease. Where do I get this? How do I get corn milk in my coffee today? What would you have to say to them?
Sure. So yeah, firstly, we're available on Amazon. We're also selling off our website as well. So those are the two opportunities for people to purchase it if they are not within the areas where we are in retail. But we started off in the Northeast. We're distributing through ShopRite. We're selling at ShopRite's, Market Basket, Hannaford's, Redner's, in about 250 independents in the Northeast as well. And we've recently gone into Texas through Albertsons United, and we're about to go into Central Market and Giant Ahold as well. So, yeah, we are on the move.
And closing remarks, what message do you have to people out there in regards to just being open to trying plant-based milks? Like what words of encouragement would you give them to maybe take that leap?
Well, so What's become a phenomenon now is, a lot more people are suffering allergens than ever before, for reasons I can't explain, but it's a thing. And obviously lactose is one of those that really does dominate. So, you know, from a health perspective and just feeling good and not bloated and having good, overall experience with a milk alternative, that's the opportunity, really. Mm-hmm. I think also, you know, there's various reasons. People have their own personal reasons why they've chosen to go the plant-based route. But from an environmental perspective, corn does use the least amount of land and water per ton of produce. So it is a most sustainable crop, above ground crop. I think potatoes beat it from a below the ground. But, you know, so it has a very good environmental message as well. And one will be, you know, helping nature.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And good luck with you for the rest of the exhibit.
Thank you.
All right.